Well, that brings us to our second baseball story. Actually, the second story is more about an institution than it is about baseball. This year, Herb Carneal is in his second quarter century broadcasting Twins games on WCCO Radio. Bill Cantlin has a report.
Well, hi, everybody, and a very pleasant good afternoon to you.
The players, managers, color announcers, and even owners come and go at the Twins, but the voice of Herb Carneal has been describing their games for 26 years. It's almost a truism that people on the radio don't look like their listener's image of them, but the tall, gentle Carneal seems to fit the steady, seasoned persona his voice creates. Sitting at home in a bucolic Edina setting, Carneal says radio was not his primary ambition.
As a kid, I wanted to be a Major League Baseball player, but I didn't have the ability to get to the Major League. So the next best thing I thought would be able to go up there and to describe the game to the people in the vast, unseen audience out there.
Like most ballplayers he describes, Carneal got his start in the minor leagues in Springfield, Massachusetts, then off to Philadelphia and Baltimore. For 5 years, Carneal worked there with Broadcasting Hall of Famer Ernie Harwell. Carneal says Harwell taught him a lot about sports broadcasting. While announcers like Harry Carey in Chicago seem as much boosters as announcers, Carneal prefers to lay back. He compares his approach to officiating. The less he's noticed, the better he's doing, he says.
I do a game the way I would like to hear it or think I'd like to hear it. And it's just basically a fundamental call of the ball game, not trying to get too fancy, not going overboard with editorializing and second-guessing and so on, or try to manage from the booth or umpire from the booth or whatever.
Trying to get out of this two-out jam with Willie Wilson on second. Danny Tartable on first. One ball and two strikes to Orta, the left-handed batter waiting. Blylevin throws to second, nobody covering, and Wilson will go to third. He might try to score. He's going to round third. They're going to wave him in. Here comes the throw. He is safe at home. And down to third base goes Tartable. Boy, you talk about speed. Bert Blylevin turned. Bert, I'm sure, thought they had a time pickoff play going.
Sometimes, you know, you say, here I am, you know, a very mature man, and I'm sitting up there talking about a game, you know, that I said I should be doing something more serious than this at my age, you know. But then you'll get maybe two or three cards and letters from people that, well, they may be shut-ins or they may work on a farm, and they say that they just can't wait for the ball game to start, you know, and I really enjoy it and just wanted to thank you for it, and I think that really gives you a little bit of satisfaction.
It seems the ideal job for a baseball fan, getting paid to go to ball games and chat with the great players. But Carneal says there's a lot more to it than ball games. He doesn't complain, but he says 7 months of incessant travel and long hours make his job very much work, but less so during Florida spring training.
We don't do all the games in spring training. We do basically most of the weekend games. And down there, I kind of enjoy just going on and watching a game. I don't know if I'd like to do it on a regular basis or not, but down there, things are very informal. And I kind of enjoy just going out and sitting there and watching the ball game.
Asked if he's thinking about signing off for good soon, Carneal says he's still enthusiastic about going out to the ballpark, even after over 30 years of broadcasting. He says it's invigorating never to know what's going to happen. And he describes himself as a perennial optimist, one who's still waiting for a Twins first.
The only thing, I guess, that hasn't happened to me in all the years I've been broadcasting is to be with a team that won a World Championship. In 1965, we were in the World Series, and looked like we might win it, but we got beat by the Dodgers. So that's one thing that would kind of round out my career, so to speak, is this, to have been associated with a team that was a World Champion.
And with the Twins' record of late, there may be joy in Mudville yet. This is Bill Catlin reporting.
Well, that's NPR Journal for this Wednesday afternoon. Our engineer today, Randy Johnson. Assistant producer, Bill Wareham. I'm Gary Eichen. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. Stay tuned now. All Things Considered is coming up next.